They are innovators, visionaries, people pushing themselves, moving us all forward. They are architects, artists, teachers, builders, designers, dreamers, and doers. They are change makers at USGBC. So we are here at Convergence, and we're talking to changemakers, some young, burgeoning, very busy changemakers, and we're going to get their perspective on what it is they do. So real quick, what was the last thing that just made you laugh out loud? Trudy, you want to start?
So I don't remember what it was, but I just, every time I'm here at Convergence, I see people who I haven't seen in over a year, and just having that experience, we find things to connect about and just laughing. And I just remember like laughing a lot last night. I don't remember about what, but just laughing a lot.
So mine was probably 15 minutes ago. And just yesterday I met all the other emerging professionals, and we've really enjoyed getting to know each other. And there was a group text message that went out just this morning of a selfie in an elevator. And there were probably 15 or 20 people in this picture, and it was wonderful.
That's hilarious. I think the last one, picking up where Trudy left off, I mean, it's when we all get together and we share stories. We've been knowing each other for the last 3 years. And last night, I'm not particularly funny, but we were at the bar, and I was telling the story about when we were in New Orleans last year for Green Build, and I was in an Airbnb, and we were staying with a guy that was the truth of New Orleans. He was crazy, but it wasn't just the story. It was all of us just laughing about it and remembering how crazy it was and the experience. So, and it's just so much fun. We're always just broing out, as the guys of our group like to say. So it's always fun.
I consider myself a professional laugher, so I just laugh at everything all the time.
I need people like that.
So I laugh really easily just all the time.
So right now.
Yes. Okay. Trudy's story, Kristen's story, Brett's story, that's it.
So all of you are involved with USGBC in various ways. Young professionals are such an important part of what makes this organization happen. How can USGBC better engage young people?
I think we're really starting right now with ADVANCE, the direction that the Emerging Professionals National Committee is taking, to not just have EPs have some sort of presence and to, you know, be able to be involved with their chapters and to do drinks after work. Like, we're really starting to get involved with ADVANCE and have something to do, which I think is, we're on the right trajectory now.
We'll just pass it down the line, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would agree. Look at these three right here. That's one of the reasons. I mean, I've been involved for a long time. I'm not sure I'm so young anymore, but I would just say,
you look young, Brett.
It's the California in me, but I would just say that the people that are not the young professionals anymore, the establishment, the seasoned professionals, just have to look around and give opportunities to the young people that they can do it, that they're not afraid, that they're the people that are to come up and take our positions when we move on. So we need to train them, and we need to make sure that they're coming up and that they're ready to take on that responsibility.
I think that Megan's right. We're really on the right track with ADVANCE. We're going to be in contact with a lot of nonprofits and probably in contact with a lot of schools. And I know that if I had known about USGBC and if ADVANCE had existed while I was in high school, I would have jumped all over it. So it's going to be such a great early introduction to kids. And I think the earlier the introduction, the farther they're going to go in their career. So we're on the right path.
And Trudy, can you tell me a little bit more about ADVANCE?
Sure. I'm going to try and summarize. So I personally look at ADVANCE as a toolkit to go from idea to action. And one of the ways that USGBC Illinois has embraced ADVANCE is that we use it as a tool for social innovation. The board right now is thinking about coming up with the next mission and the next vision for the nonprofit. And we're looking at Advance to really start power mapping, to sketch out the experience that chapter members are going to have as we head down through the mission. So for me, Advance is just something that can be applied to anything and everything, especially going from idea to action.
I love that name, Advance.
Yes.
Good name. Okay. So as young people, I feel like there are two things that we're always chasing. It is our calling and our dream job. Some people already have their calling figured out, mm-hmm. and then they're looking for their dream job. So what advice do you have, or, you know, how do you go about the business of doing that?
So I finally landed my dream job.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a tough struggle, I'm not going to lie. But sometimes you just have to, like, take the leap of faith. Often, not many people realize what their passion is, but really figuring out what makes you wake up in the morning is the key to finding the dream job. This is so cliche, and people are going to say that over and over again, but really finding your passion and then just running towards it with everything that you have, and you'll finally get there.
I think that Shane started out with something really great yesterday. He talked about what you should do and what you must do. And he said that we're musting now because we're doing what we know is right, and we're not following what we think we should be following. And I think that's the key to finding your ideal job and following your passion, is following your instinct. And on a day-to-day basis, making each decision by checking in with yourself and saying, does this feel right? Am I still following my heart in what I'm doing? And so I think that's what we're doing here. We're musting.
We're musting.
I would say, as just like Drudy, I am living out my dream job. I get paid. I work for an awesome company. I get paid to be creative.
What's the company?
It's LPA. It's an awesome company. We have a great culture, and that's a big part of, I think, the millennial generation. Is culture is a big piece of it. Branding, just being able to be flexible and being able to really do what your strengths are. And I think that's key to living out your dream job. Finding out not just your passion is huge, but also your strengths. What are you good at? I mean, are you good at laughing? Are you good at being a leader? Are you good at being a listener? I'm a horrible listener, so I can't do that. But again, it's finding what your strengths are, because that's what makes you happy, and then pursuing those strengths. And even if it's a job that necessarily you get paid for that you're not happy with, but get involved with the USGBC. That's one of the things I did that made me so happy. I was able to put my strengths to use, get involved with other organizations outside the USGBC, and just look for ways to put your strengths to use. Even if it's just a hobby, that will make your life such a better and fulfilling life, and just take responsibility with your life.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah, service is such a great channel through which you can find what you really want to do. Same answer. I mean, same question.
No, I definitely agree with that. I entered the job market shortly before the recession, so I had a job that I really enjoyed, and I got laid off. Yeah. And so it was, what do I do now? And I really got involved with volunteering, and really involved with USGBC, with AIA, involved with my church, and volunteering there. And I'm still involved with AIA. I obviously still do stuff with my church, but the thing that I dedicate the most time to is USGBC. That's the thing that's really kind of stuck the whole way along. And so anytime I meet other young people and I say, they're looking for a job, looking to get out there, looking for that dream job, and I say volunteer. Like, whatever organization speaks to you,
right,
volunteer. It gives you so many opportunities to learn what you really want to do, and because you can move in and out of different things easier than you can with an actual paid position.
Right. Yeah, shadowing, right?
Yes.
If you're not sure you want to go to medical school, maybe you want to go see what a doctor does.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go down the line, and let's talk about the dream you have for your life.
Mm. Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh man,
I don't. We're all gonna go down and be like,
We can. Let's go.
No, that's a great.
You want to answer it?
Okay, someone else can answer it first.
Yeah, we can. I can just finish.
We can popcorn. We can popcorn over Chris. Are you ready?
Dream. Okay, I think that being surrounded by good people is a good start to that. And I'm here with these guys, so I'm on the right track. Honestly, I think dream, there's so many dimensions to that. Definitely career has to do with living a dream life, because that's what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And I think that if you're enjoying what you're doing and you can go home and think, wow, I really made a difference today, you really are living a dream. And it's really the personal connections you make. And here at Convergence, it's kind of the start of this really great connection process with Advance. I mean, we're going to be meeting new nonprofit organizations and reaching out. The whole point of it is to advance folks who otherwise wouldn't be able to. So we're reaching out even further, and that's kind of making other people's dreams come true too. So I would be fulfilling my dream if I'm making great connections and helping others achieve their dream too.
That's great.
That's a great point.
All right. For me, I've been thinking about this. Like, when you land your dream job, you know, you're like, oh great, what's next? That's just how I think. But being part of a greater mission and part of a greater community, especially within sustainability and now resiliency, I think the dream would be to keep going and keep doing more things and pushing the concepts of resiliency to the rest of the world, maybe through energy. That's personally my favorite topic to talk about, is how we consume energy. So really going down the line, like thinking about that, that would be the dream to really get people to start thinking about their energy consumption.
Okay. That's great. So I want to go through everyone, but we kind of running out of time, so we had to wrap it up.
I had such a good dream.
Brett, real
dream
quick.
It was like I was sleeping last night. And no.
Okay, what's your dream real quick?
No, I'm just... Okay. It's fine. We
okay,
can keep moving.
Okay, we can keep it moving. What is the best advice you've received, Brett?
I'm terrible at listening, so I don't know if I've ever soaked up any advice, but I would say if I've received any advice, it's probably from my mom or probably from my wife or somebody that knows me really deep and knows that I'm a very prideful and selfish person and said, you need to listen more. So that's probably the best advice I could receive, because I'm horrible at listening.
And
I would say that's good for everybody else. Seriously, listen more. Stop speaking. I got to put the mic down.
Listen more. I like that. And I do want to qualify, like, you know, we all talk about dream jobs, and I think our dreams are constantly evolving, right? It's not, I mean, if not, we would all be princesses and firemen. So it's important to take that into consideration, too, that it's not, you know, you may have a dream right now, but in a couple years, that may change, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. So let's finish these sentences for me,
okay.
Megan. I believe.
I believe that we are on the right track, that we're heading towards something really great, and really fulfilling USGBC's mission of bringing green buildings to all.
Okay, that's great. Great. Brett, green building is...
Green building, this is something I was thinking about last night when Rick Fedrizzi was speaking. Green building is sustainability, it's LEED, it's building these, it's resiliency. But looking around the room and everything that we've talked about today, it's building relationships. I mean, it's really, that's one of the best things that we've built through the 3-4 years that we've all come together to mid-year meeting to green build. We've built some pretty close relationships. We stay in contact. It's fun sharing the stories. We laugh. And that kind of ties into my dream. I mean, getting past the politics, the moving up, the all about yourself, the dream job. Like, we live in a lonely world.
Right.
It's all about building relationships, and I can't imagine a better organization. I mean, there's so many great organizations out there, whether it's your church or AIA, ASLA, but USGBC really brings the stakeholders together. Such a catchphrase, stakeholders, but it really brings the family together, and I think it's great. We really think and have so much fun together as a family.
And, Kristen, to have a more sustainable world, we must.
We must embrace change and actually embrace fear too. I think that we become complacent when we're happy with what's going on already, and change is really scary. But honestly, I'm kind of a shy person, but meeting all these new people has been wonderful, and stepping out of your comfort zone for a short amount of time can have really great benefits to it, and you could really surprise yourself. So if you feel like a sort of hesitation or a slight fear, kind of reevaluate it and see if you overcome it, what the result will be, and you'll more than likely surprise yourself.
Trudy, to be I'm a change maker because.
Okay, so this is going to sound totally cliche. I'm a change maker because I want to be the change that I wish to see in the world. That's really, truly what I believe. Because if you want to see change, you got to be the one who's making it, who's creating it, who's out there actually making change. And that's really the best way to create change. And going off of what Kristen said is that, even as a change maker, you're in your comfort zone, and then there's your freaking out zone, and in between there's this like perfect harmony between the two, and you kind of have to put yourself in there, and that's what change is.
That's what growing is.
Yes.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much. This was a delight.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. I'm glad I got to share the stage with these three beautiful ladies. I'm lucky.
Look at that. What a gentleman.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Changemakers at USGBC. We created this show to go beyond the buildings and spotlight ordinary individuals making an extraordinary difference. Now, we want to hear from you. What was your favorite part of today's episode? We'd love to know what you think. Thanks for listening.